5. What is the body? The body is a fence the Son of God imagines he has built to separate parts of his self from other parts. It is within this fence he thinks he lives, to die as it decays and crumbles. For within this fence he thinks that he is safe from love. Identifying with his safety, he regards himself as what his safety is. How else could he be certain he remains within the body, keeping love outside? The body will not stay. Yet this he sees as double safety. For the Son of God's impermanence is proof his fences work, and do the task his mind assigns to them. For if his oneness still remained untouched, who could attack, and who could be attacked? Who could be victor? Who could be his prey? Who could be victim? Who the murderer? And if he did not die, what proof is there that God's eternal Son can be destroyed? The body is a dream. Like other dreams, it sometimes seems to picture happiness, but can quite suddenly revert to fear, where every dream is born. For only love creates in truth, and truth can never fear. Made to be fearful, must the body serve the purpose given it. But we can change the purpose that the body will obey by changing what we think that it is for. The body is the means by which God's Son returns to sanity. Though it was made to fence him into hell without escape, yet has the goal of heaven been exchanged for the pursuit of hell. The Son of God extends his hand to reach his brother and to help him walk along the road with him. Now is the body holy. Now it serves to heal the mind that it was made to kill. You will identify with what you think will make you safe. Whatever it may be, you will believe that it is one with you. Your safety lies in truth and not in lies. Love is your safety. Fear does not exist. Identify with love, and you are safe. Identify with love, and you are home. Identify with love, and find yourself. Lesson 261. God is my refuge and security. I will identify with what I think is refuge and security. I will behold myself where I perceive my strength and think I live within the citadel where I am safe and cannot be attacked. Let me today seek not security in danger, nor attempt to find my peace in murderous attack. I live in God. In Him I find my refuge and my strength. In Him is my identity. In Him is everlasting peace. And only there will I remember who I really am. Let me not seek for idols. I would come, my Father, home to you today. I choose to be as you created me, and find the Son whom you created as myself. Lesson 262. Let me perceive no differences today. Father, you have one Son, and it is He that I would look upon today. He is your one creation. Why should I perceive 1,000 forms in what remains as one? Why should I give this one 1,000 names when only one suffices? For your Son must bear your name, for you created him. Let me not see him as a stranger to his Father, nor as stranger to myself. For he is part of me, and I of him, and we are part of you who are our source, eternally united in your love, eternally the Holy Son of God. We who are one would recognize this day the truth about ourselves. We would come home and rest in unity. For there is peace, and nowhere else can peace be sought and found. Lesson 263. My holy vision sees all things as pure. Father, your mind created all that is. Your spirit entered into it. Your love gave life to it. And would I look upon what you created as if it could be made sinful? I would not perceive such dark and fearful images. A madman's dream is hardly fit to be my choice, instead of all the loveliness with which you blessed creation, all its purity, its joy, and its eternal, quiet home in you. And while we still remain outside the gate of heaven, let us look on all we see through holy vision and the eyes of Christ. Let all appearances seem pure to us, that we may pass them by in innocence and walk together to our Father's house as brothers and the holy sons of God. Lesson 264. I am surrounded by the love of God. Father, you stand before me and behind, beside me, in the place I see myself and everywhere I go. You are in all the things I look upon, the sounds I hear, and every hand that reaches for my own. In you, time disappears and place becomes a meaningless belief. For what surrounds your Son and keeps him safe is love itself. There is no source but this, and nothing is that does not share its holiness, that stands beyond your one creation, or without the love which holds all things within itself. Father, your Son is like yourself. We come to you in your own name today to be at peace within your everlasting love. My brothers, join with me in this today. This is salvation's prayer. Must we not join in what will save the world along with us? Lesson 265. Creation's gentleness is all I see. I have indeed misunderstood the world, because I laid my sins on it and saw them looking back at me. How fierce they seemed, and how deceived was I to think that what I feared was in the world instead of in my mind alone. Today I see the world in the celestial gentleness with which creation shines. There is no fear in it. Let no appearance of my sins obscure the light of heaven shining on the world. What is reflected there is in God's mind. The images I see reflect my thoughts, yet is my mind at one with God's, and so I can perceive creation's gentleness. In quiet would I look upon the world, which but reflects your thoughts and mine as well. Let me remember that they are the same, and I will see creation's gentleness. Lesson 266. My holy self abides in you, God's Son. Father, you gave me all your sons to be my saviors and my counselors in sight, the bearers of your holy voice to me. In them are you reflected, and in them does Christ look back upon me from myself. Let not your Son forget your holy name. Let not your Son forget his holy source. Let not your Son forget his name is yours. This day we enter into paradise, calling upon God's name and on our own, acknowledging ourself in each of us, united in the holy love of God. How many saviors God has given us! How can we lose the way to him when he has filled the world with those who point to him and given us the sight to look on them. Lesson 267. My heart is beating in the peace of God. Surrounding me is all the life that God created in His love. It calls to me in every heartbeat and in every breath, in every action and in every thought. Peace fills my heart and floods my body with the purpose of forgiveness. Now my mind is healed, and all I need to save the world is given me. Each heartbeat brings me peace. Each breath infuses me with strength. I am a messenger of God, directed by His voice, sustained by Him in love, and held forever quiet and at peace within His loving arms. Each heartbeat calls His name, and every one is answered by His voice, assuring me I am at home in Him. Let me attend Your answer, not my own. Father, my heart is beating in the peace the heart of love created. It is there, and only there, that I can be at home. Lesson 268. Let all things be exactly as they are. Let me not be your critic, Lord, today, and judge against you. Let me not attempt to interfere with your creation and distort it into sickly forms. Let me be willing to withdraw my wishes from its unity, and thus to let it be as you created it. For thus will I be able to recognize myself as you created me. In love was I created, and in love will I remain forever. What can frighten me when I let all things be exactly as they are? Let not our sight be blasphemous today, nor let our ears attend to lying tongues. Only reality is free of pain. Only reality is free of loss. Only reality is wholly safe. And it is only this we seek today. Lesson 269. My sight goes forth to look upon Christ's face. I ask your blessing on my sight today. It is the means which you have chosen to become the way to show me my mistakes and look beyond them. It is given me to find a new perception through the guide you gave to me and through His lessons to surpass perception and return to truth. I ask for the illusion which transcends all those I made. Today I choose to see a world forgiven, in which everyone shows me the face of Christ and teaches me that what I look upon belongs to me, that nothing is except your Holy Son. Today our sight is blessed indeed. We share one vision as we look upon the face of Him whose self is ours. We are one because of Him who is the Son of God, of Him who is our own identity. Lesson 270. I will not use the body's eyes today. Father, Christ's vision is your gift to me, and it has power to translate all that the body's eyes behold into the sight of a forgiven world. How glorious and gracious is this world! Yet how much more will I perceive in it than sight can give? The world forgiven signifies your Son acknowledges His Father, lets His dreams be brought to truth, and waits expectantly the one remaining instant more of time which ends forever as your memory returns to Him. And now His will is one with yours. His function now is but your own, and every thought except your own is gone. The quiet of today will bless our hearts, and through them peace will come to everyone. Christ is our eyes today, and through his sight we offer healing to the world through him, the Holy Son whom God created whole, the Holy Son whom God created one.